afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, how you doing out there? I trust you all are well and had a good week. I did, and glad to be back here with you. Hey, I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Monday, 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesday and Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursday, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. So thanks to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop, for underwriting the broadcast. Hey, I have a guest here in the studio I want to say hello to, and that is the one and only Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you, my friend?
Heaven high, sir, giving all the praise and all the honor to God.
Amen to that,
yes, sir.
Sir. Absolutely. Well, you rolled in a little bit ago, and the rain got to you a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I got caught in the rain. You know, the old man's getting a little bit old and a little bit slow, you know, so I got drenched pretty good. Yeah, but that's all good.
But you came rolling in with a tuna fish sandwich
out,
from Subway.
Oh, yeah.
We love that.
Right there, yeah.
You got to love that.
That's some good stuff.
Now, do you get onion on that? Or?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah,
go all the way, you know. Go all the way.
You have to do it.
Yes, sir.
You have to do it. Well, we're glad you're here with me today, and it's good to finally meet you in person. First time I've met you in person.
The honor is mine. It's always a privilege to be on this station here with I call it the family, the Super Bowl family.
The Super Bowl family.
Because it's trying to bring people together and give people clear understanding and have a little fun.
Absolutely. We like to have a little fun.
Yes.
We're going to have a little fun this afternoon. As a matter of fact, we're going to do some trivia with our callers. We're giving away a gift card to Ollie's, which is, I was telling you a little bit about Ollie's a little bit ago. It's a discount store here in town, and they have all kinds of fun stuff in here. If you get a chance, you got to go to Ollie's while you're here in Marion.
I think everybody out there, y'all ought to call somebody and tell somebody that it's a whole new day, and we're going to talk about whatever they want to talk about. Is that the way this going?
Hey,
call your best friend. Let's start giving each other different knowledge, uplifting each other.
Amen. That's good.
You understand
good
what I'm
stuff.
Saying? Yeah, there's so much negative stuff going on in the world today. Let's see what we can do to bring a little joy to the people in Marion, Ohio.
Let's do it. We love keeping it. We love keeping it positive on
keeping
this show.
It real. That's
keeping,
what it is.
Keeping it real. Keeping it positive here. We'll be here till 5 o'clock, keeping it positive and talking to you, the listener. And we've got some trivia questions for you here. 740-383-9944 is my number. 740-383-9944. And all you need to do for a chance to win my Ollie's gift card, which is soon to be your Ollie's gift card, is just give me a call, answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, Thunderbolt himself will draw a winner, and we will find out who the winner is going to be. Sound good?
Someone is going to be a
somebody.
Winner today.
Yes, that's right. All right. Here we go with our first trivia questions. Jump on the lines and play along. We love to have you play trivia with us. Plants convert water, carbon dioxide, and energy from sunlight into sugar. What is this process called? You might remember this from your science class, maybe. Plants convert water, carbon dioxide, and energy from sunlight into sugar. What is this process called? Who performed Rock Around the Clock in 1955? Who performed Rock Around the Clock in 1955? When crooner Frank Sinatra sang "Start Spreading the News, I'm Leaving Today," where would he be making a brand new start of it? Can you tell me that? Which insect is responsible for the disease malaria in humans? Which insect is responsible for the disease malaria in humans? And what kind of markings typify a tabby cat? What kind of markings typify a tabby cat? Here's our first caller of the day. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hi, you looking for Bill Haley?
Bill Haley, that's who I'm looking for. Rock around the clock in 1955. You got it.
Hello.
Hey, how's your day going, buddy?
Oh, so-so.
All right. Hey, what's on the menu for tonight, my friend?
I'm not good. I'm not going to surprise me.
Well, they're going to surprise you tonight. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
All right. I know I'm having breakfast food tonight.
Well, I was planning on having tuna milk and whatever, but then they wanted to change it, so I said, okay, surprise me.
All right. Sounds good, Bob.
All right,
Bob, take it easy.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my number. Give me a call, answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. Let's find out who our next caller is going to be today. Hi, we're on the air.
How about mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes is what I'm looking for.
This is Judy C.
Judy C., good to hear from you. We'll get you signed up, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Got a couple signed up so far. You're next. Here we go.
Keep it ringing.
740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
How are you, Nate?
I'm good, Ernie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Did you have a good 4th?
Yep, I did.
Good deal.
I seen where our buddy set a new record.
He did. He sure did. And he was, let's see what it was this time. I printed it off. It looks like
it was his garden hoe.
Yes, longest duration for balancing a garden hoe. Yeah, I've got that story coming up.
Okay.
Mr. David Rush, I still haven't got a hold of him to interview him. I don't know if I ever will, but I'd love to talk to him about his world records.
Right.
It'd be a lot of fun.
It's photosynthesis is the way the plants convert.
Yep, I remember that question sticking out for some reason in my science class. I remember it being on
a
test.
Big question, you know, everybody's got to know that.
Yeah, I remember it being on a test, and I remember studying, and I even remember the teacher saying, it's going to be on the test.
Right.
And sure enough, that was, I think, the first question.
Right. You're glad to get that one over.
I was. That might have even been on the test when I went to college and had to take a science class. So that's one to know.
Right. All righty. It sounds like you're going to have a busy day, so I'll get off and let somebody else call.
All right, Ernie. Hey, take it easy.
Right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. You're next. 740-383-9944. Here's another science question. Which pigment gives plants a green color? Which pigment gives plants a green color? Which song includes this line? When the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie. What song includes that line? Can you tell me that? What is the correct name? Here's one for the kids that might be listening out there. What is the correct name for a group of wolves? What is the correct name for a group of wolves? And what determines the body temperature of most fish? What determines the body temperature of most fish? Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Oh, give me a call back. Don't have you patch through. Give me a call back. 740-383-9944. Here we go with another call. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be, that's Amore.
Yeah, that's amore. That is right. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you, Nate?
Good. Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah.
Good.
A little hot, but yeah, we had a good holiday.
Sure was. Did you get a chance to cook out or anything?
Yeah, we cooked out.
Okay, that's good. That's good. We did too, and had a good time over the weekend, and got to see some fireworks, so that was a good time. My wife always loves to see the fireworks.
Yeah.
So, all right, Miss Becky, well, I will put you in the sack here.
Okay, you have a good day now.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. And my final question for this time around, and another kid might want to answer this question. What color are wild daffodils? What color are wild daffodils? Hi, we're on the air.
It would be a pack of wolves.
A pack of wolves is correct. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. Is this Lee?
Yep.
All right, Lee, it's good to hear from you. You have a good holiday, Lee?
Yeah, pretty good holiday. We might get some storms tonight, huh?
Yeah, some severe thunderstorm watch until 9 o'clock, I do believe.
I heard some lightning earlier, but it never continued.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of rain, and so we'll see what we get, won't we?
Yeah, we'll take it either way.
That's right. We got to take it. All right, Lee. Well, I got you signed up.
Okay, thanks, Nate.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, jump on board. It is 4:30. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond with my co-host today, Thunderbolt Patterson, and we're having a good time taking your calls here at
740-383-9944.
Yes, it is. Hi, we're on the air.
Are the daffodils yellow?
Daffodils are yellow. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Is this Judy? Got you in. Okay,
right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, well, I have some interesting things that I think we might find interesting talking about, Thunderbolt. I've got some offbeat fast facts. And these are some from our friends at Snapple. And these are just some random facts that are absolutely true.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The longest attack of hiccups lasted 68 years. Can you imagine
that's
that?
Quite some time, isn't it?
That is quite some time. I'll tell you, when I get the hiccups, I just hate it.
Oh boy! Wow, I mean, I can't even imagine that.
Oh boy! Can you? That's got to be some kind of record in and of itself.
It got to be in the World Guinness World Records.
Yes, it does. I would say so.
Wow.
But when I get them pretty bad, and mine usually lasts about an hour.
They have different remedies, old sayings, you know, what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, what have you heard?
What, 12 swallows of water?
Yeah,
swallows of water.
Right.
Hold your breath. Basically, those other ones. And supposed to.
Have you ever heard? My grandma used to always tell me to rub your earlobes. Have you ever heard that one?
No, I haven't.
That one never worked.
Well, you never can tell what will work, though.
You never can tell.
Because there's so many different remedies out there.
Yeah, when you get the hiccups, you're just willing to try anything,
right? Yeah.
Well, here's another one. A bolt of lightning can reach temperatures hotter than the sun. Well, I'll stay out of the lightning.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
They're pretty vicious.
You know, when I used to work, for Walmart for 12 years as a customer service manager, but my job was to make sure we kept the carts full, you know.
Oh, boy.
So, in the thunderstorms, you know, we always had to watch the lightning, you know.
Yeah.
And so I made sure that our cart boys always stayed out of that lightning because we don't want any
grounded.
Oh, boy. We didn't want any hot times on that, for sure.
It's amazing. It's
it is. Oh, it's a lot of power. Tennis was originally played with bare hands.
Well, that would handball.
Handball. Yeah, you know, handball.
It's a barehanded.
Barehanded, yeah.
Only,
yeah.
Barehanded. That's the only difference in hitting it against the wall.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And returning the serve from the wall.
Right, right. I'm not any good at that, are you?
Well, no. I'm not any good at that.
Never was.
I was around quite a few guys that were pretty good, though.
Yeah. Hey, dolphins are unable to smell. Have you ever seen dolphins in the wild? Have you got a chance?
Well, we've seen them in the SeaWorld down there.
Yeah, SeaWorld, right.
I've never seen them in the wild. We have had matches out on the water.
Yeah.
Where they are around in there, but they are very, very, they're decent with people. I mean, they just takes to people like they're,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they keep anything away from you.
Right.
While you're in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Cows do not have upper front teeth. I don't think I'd want to get close enough to find out. I wouldn't want to. You know, I wouldn't want a good bite from a cow to find out if they did or not.
You wouldn't want to be part of his cub to chew, would you?
Oh, I wouldn't. Nope. No, thanks. Each year, the moon moves away from Earth by about 4 centimeters. I kind of found that a little bit interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't remember that from my science class.
No.
Yeah. To make 1 pound of honey, a honeybee must tap about 2 million flowers.
So many of them.
Yeah, I know it. Wow. I know it. Something else. And sea otters hold each other's paws while sleeping so they don't drift apart.
That's new to me.
New to me, too. Nate Redmond here with Thunderbolt Patterson on WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming online right now anywhere in the world at WWGH1071.com. Hey, down to my hometown of Waldo, there is a neighborhood supper drive-through dinner 5 to 6:30 p.m. the fourth Tuesday of the month. The next one coming up, July 27th, drive-through at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. All you do is just pull up, tell them how many meals you want, and they'll give you a hot meal. 740-726-2770 for more information. That's 740-726-2770 for more information. And then there's a free vaccination clinic coming up July 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio 2021 July Festival, held at Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is offering Moderna. For questions, call 740-361-0781. 740-361-0781. Vaccinating Marion County and more. So a free vaccination clinic if you're interested in that. All right, going to get some more trivia questions answered hopefully here in just a second. But right now, Thunderbolt, we've got some offbeat news here.
Okay.
We're going to find out
what's going on.
An alligator paid a visit to a church in Florida where it was greeted by parishioners and the pastor even offered it a business card. Photos and even a video captured at Victory Church in Lehigh Acres showed the small gator wandering the grounds of the church of the House of Worship, approaching the door at one point. Daniel Gregory, the church's lead pastor, took video while he approached the reptile and offered it a business card. We have services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday mornings, Gregory says in the video. Want to check us out? Gregory said he saw the unusual visit as an opportunity to just have some fun and post the video. So get drum up some business for his church down there. So,
Will the gator be there?
Yeah, will the gator be there?
Will the gator be there?
And will he be on the front seat?
I don't think he'll be in the house of the Lord.
I don't think so. Not on the front seat, anyways. A pair of Florida men said they feel lucky to be alive and uninjured after their fishing pole was struck by lightning. There's that lightning again.
They're very lucky.
Well, I'll tell you what. They were out in a boat. Sam Bedouris and Marlon Menez said they were fishing on the river near Fort Myers when they saw a storm approaching and started packing up their equipment. The men said the rain had not yet started when a bolt of lightning struck one of their fishing rods while it was in a holder.
Mm.
Boy, oh boy.
Wow.
Yeah,
they should seem blessed. Seem blessed for not being holding on to that pole.
That's right. I'm telling you. They said it was an immense noise, and for a second, both of them were completely speechless. Mm. We are really lucky to be alive, they said. Lucky and blessed, I would say,
sir.
Wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Bedouris said the incident was a learning experience, learned a valuable lesson last night. He wrote in a Facebook post, "Rods down when the dark cloud is around."
All right.
Oh, boy.
That's a good lesson for everyone. Try to stay out. Be still.
Yeah.
Be still. And don't be out around no kind of metal or, you know, anything in your hand. It'll ground you.
It sure will. Be safe when those thunderstorms roll in.
Just try to be still.
That's
cut
right.
Things off. That's all, you know.
That's all it is.
The Lord is doing His work. And there's nothing that we can do about it, and it's for a purpose and a reason, you know, cleansing the ground and killing some this or that or whatever, and whatever it does is for some type of reason.
So it's time to do our part and stay out of the way.
Right, you need to do it when storms start coming up. Move.
Right.
Just a little bit faster, you know.
Move.
And, just move.
Just move. Well, this is from David Rush, who breaks all sorts of world records. He says, "I have successfully reclaimed my Guinness World Record title for longest duration balancing an object on the head with a 2-hour, 36-minute, 6-second run of balancing a 2-pound, 9-ounce garden hoe on my head," he says. Boy, that
wow.
I don't think I could do it for 2 seconds myself.
No, I don't know the hoe.
Yeah, garden hoe.
Garden
yeah.
hoe. You know?
Yeah, garden hoe. Yeah.
He must spend a lot of time out in the garden. Yeah, so
I guess so.
That's his favorite tool, I guess.
The record is a war of attrition, he says. Once you can balance a lightish object on your head for over 20 minutes, it comes down to physical and mental stamina. How long are you going to go? He says, "I rotate between 3 main positions to prevent cramping in the neck and back muscles, arms folded across the chest, which provides support to the ribs, holding up the spine, arms on the hips, also providing support, but not quite as much, and arms behind the neck to work out the muscles in the neck. After 2.5 hours, I'd had enough," and he took the garden hoe off his forehead, walked around like an old man for a while, he said, and I'll bet you he did. All righty, 4:42 is the time. Let's see if we can get a few more calls in here, get a few more people signed up for our Ollie's gift card today, and I have some trivia questions here that have yet to be answered, so you can jump on these. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing, and here at 4:55 this afternoon, our very own Thunderbolt Patterson will draw a winner out of the stack.
There will be a winner.
We will draw a winner.
Yes, sir.
And if you would rather not stop by the station, I will send that in the mail to you. If we don't have your address already in my files, just call me at the end of the show if you're the winner, and I will get your address. If you would rather do it that way, that's just fine. All right, here we go. What kind of markings typify a tabby cat? What kind of markings typify a tabby cat? What pigment gives plants a green color? What pigment gives plants a green color? What determines the body temperature of most fish? What determines the body temperature of most fish? 740-383-9944 is my number. What was Elvis Presley's first hit released in 1956? What was Elvis Presley's first hit released in 1956? Who sang about a little red Corvette? Who sang about a little red Corvette? Back in the USSR, had which Beatle on drums? Back in the USSR, had which Beatle on the drums? And which is the largest rainforest in the world? Which is the large rainforest in the world? 740-383-9944 is my number. We got another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Right.
What was it again?
Yes, that's right.
Stripes is the markings of a tabby cat. Yes, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this Mr. Noah?
Yeah.
Well, Noah, what have you been up to today? Did you say you just got a candy bar?
No, a candy ring.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I'm for a candy bar.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you've been having a good time today, buddy. And I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Noah. You take it easy now, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
That's God's gift to us, babies.
That's right.
The gift of God.
That's right.
So precious.
Yep. Absolutely. 740-383-9944. Nate Redmond here, along with Thunderbolt Patterson on Offbeat News and Trivia. And if you'd like to play trivia and get yourself in the drawing, why, go ahead and give us a ring. We will get you up on the air. Hey, thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays, 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Hi, we're on the air.
How about Ringo Starr?
All right, sounds good. How are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing good, Ralph. Good to hear from you, buddy. How was your 4th of July?
Really good. Done some cooking out and went around and seen a few fireworks flying through the air.
Yeah. There was, my wife and I saw Marion's fireworks, and we sat in front of the prison, actually, is where we parked at. We just sat there, and before the main fireworks, I mean, you could just see fireworks all over town.
Usually the one down there right beside of where the prison is at Victory Road.
Yeah.
Take at the Fairground Street, and usually that house right there across from where the old car wash used to be puts off one better than the Fairgrounds.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, we usually park in Big Ed's towing service there and watch it over there.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds like a lot of fun there.
Yeah, they just about every year they put off a good demonstration.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that. I'll commit that to memory.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad you had a good 4th and had a good holiday.
You too, and tell Thunderbolt hey there.
Have a nice, sir.
But I've listened all day on their shows there, and bring back some old memories on the wrestlers.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Have a night to you.
Yeah.
You be good.
You too, and take care, and God bless you.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Ralph. Take care.
Okay, Nate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. We got us a nice little collection of calls here, and if you'd like to call in before 4:55, go ahead and answer one of our trivia questions. Well, go ahead and give us a ring here. Hi, we're on the air.
Did Jan and Dean sing about the little Corvette?
Well, that's not what I'm looking for, actually.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Nope, not Jan and Dean. Not the one I'm looking for this time around. 4:48 is the time. We're having fun this afternoon with Thunderbolt Patterson. And so what's your plans for this evening? You got anything planned for this evening?
Well, we're going to dinner.
Going to dinner?
Yes.
All right. You probably don't want to say where in case
I
you
don't
get...
Know.
Oh,
don't
you don't know.
Know. I don't know. So
I was going to say you might not say where in case everybody decides to show up and get your autograph.
Well, they can show up tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a little stay tuned, listen. We have a little party tomorrow, I believe.
You going to be on 8 a.m. with Scott?
I'm going to be with him all day tomorrow.
You're going to be with him all day tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So be tuned in for that, folks, right here at 107.1 FM starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Hi, we're on the air.
The Temple of Wattle.
Yes, very good. All right. How are you today?
Good.
And what have you been up to, buddy?
Getting lots of pizza.
Oh, eating lots of pizza? Wow, that sounds good. All right. Now, is this Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Lucas. Good to hear from you, buddy. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, you have a good day now, all right?
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Good to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
All righty. 4:50 on a Wednesday afternoon. Just a reminder, there is a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m., so be careful out there and just be aware of that. You just never know with the weather forecast. All right. So what's some of your favorite places to go to dinner, Thunderbolt?
Well, I like food. This food,
you
know.
Too.
So many good places to eat. Where's a good place around here?
Oh, now some of my favorites around here, I don't know, do you like Chinese food?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, there's the Hong Kong Buffet.
Oh, boy.
Don't know if you've ever been there while you're here.
No.
Oh, that's good. They've got a lineup like you would not believe. I'm telling you what. And right across the street, I don't know, this is a chain restaurant here, but do you like Applebee's? I don't know if you've ever been to an Applebee's.
Yeah, I've been to Applebee's.
Applebee's is good. There's a little restaurant that's a small chain. I only know of about two or three of these, but it's called Payne's Pizza. Have you ever been to a Payne's Pizza? Anybody
I've
ever
heard
to?
Of that. I've heard of it.
Okay.
But I'm sure that Scott knows everyone in town.
Scott does know everybody.
Good one, good place.
He's going to take you someplace good.
Yeah, we're going somewhere.
He will take you someplace good. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he orders in good food.
Good food.
he's always posting the good food on Friday nights,
right,
you know
yeah.
it. So that'll be good. 4 minutes until we do our drawing and we find out who our winner is going to be. So if you'd like to squeeze in and give us a ring here, go ahead, 740-383-9944. Well, Thunderbolt, how long are you going to be with us in the area?
Well, I've got to be in Waterloo on the 11th. Next week, they've been inducting in the Lou Thesz Dan Gable Hall of Fame.
Well, congratulations.
And, I was inducted 2 years ago.
Okay, all right.
And this year there's another group coming in. Mark Henry is one of them.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to that. I've seen some of the old timers I haven't seen in such a long time.
Okay, all right, great. So that's on the 11th, you said?
Well, no. It's on the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Oh, but you've got to be in Waterloo on the 11th.
I'm going into... do a few things.
To
see what's going on.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I'm interested in a radio station there.
Oh, okay. So you might like swing by and say hello?
Yeah, swing by. I got a little something on my mind I want to start doing.
Okay, and, great.
Do a little fundraising, and I got a few objects I want to...
So you got some plans.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. All right, sounds good.
I take the opportunity to do what I can to help people and help myself.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, sounds good. All right, just a couple of minutes left. We have about 1 minute until we do our drawing here. So if you'd like to squeeze through, we will get all these sticky notes that I use here all ready to go.
Time is winding up.
Time is
winding up.
It is, and it's your chance to get through really quick.
Last chance.
That's your last chance on the phones before we do our drawings for this Ollie's gift card, 740-383-9944 on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1, Thunderbolt Patterson in Air Chair 2.
Yes.
As we have fun here in Marion, Ohio on South Prospect Street.
You're going to drop them in the hat?
We'll put them in the hat.
And I'm going to close my eyes.
When close I your eyes, yes,
Manor,
sir.
I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to stir them around.
Okay.
Give everybody a good chance.
Now, let's see. Now, I got them on sticky notes here, so let me fold these down.
Okay,
and
just
drop
them in
there. Yeah?
Just drop them one by one.
We're going to drop them one by one in here so they're not staying all sticky on us, you know. So we can do this fair and square like we do every week, but I'm usually here by myself. I don't have any helpers.
I'm trying to get a job. Now I'm trying to get a job. Ain't gonna tell them what my
job is. That's right. That's right.
So we're gonna just shake them up here, shake them up, and I'm closing my eyes. And I'm
here we go. We got a few more here to add. We got one more to add.
One more to go.
Okay, let's find out who's going to win.
I'm getting ready to close my eyes, and I'm going to just hold it up and give it to you.
Okay.
One, two, three.
All right, let's find out who it was.
Who is the big winner today?
Our congratulations goes out to Ralph.
Ralph.
Ralph, you are the big winner today.
All right.
Congratulations from me. Congratulations from me and Thunderbolt. And you even have a siren to top off. You're the winner. That was the siren announcing you're the winner, Ralph. Right on time. Don't know if you could hear that, but me and Thunderbolt sure did.
Sure did.
All right. Thank you to everybody that called in.
And I really had a lot of fun with you today.
Hey, you know what? Me too. Me too. And I'm so I'm so glad you stopped in.
Oh, yes.
And, one more call. Let's find out who it is. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did you get chlorophyll for cover plants?
No, I never did get chlorophyll. But thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye. All righty. Okay, we got just enough time to do our last feature of the day. I like to do a little bit called Ladies' Corner for the ladies out there.
Very important.
And I like to do a recipe, and I've got one this week, and it's called Corn Dog Dip. Corn Dog Dip is what it's called. So here's what it takes about 50 minutes to make, 15 minutes to prep, not too long, but 35 minutes to cook. Here's what you need. See if you think this sounds good, what all goes into it, Thunderbolt. 1 package of Philadelphia cream cheese softened, 1 cup of sour cream, 1/4 cup of milk, 1 package of Kraft shredded sharp cheddar cheese divided, 4 green onions chopped divided, 4 Oscar Mayer hot dogs chopped, 2 cups of fresh corn kernels, 1/2 cup chopped red bell peppers, and 1 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. That's what goes into it. What do you think? Maybe, maybe not.
I can't grasp it.
Okay. Well, here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 375. Mix your cream cheese, sour cream, milk, and 1 1/2 cups of cheddar until blended. Reserve 2 tablespoons of onion for later use. Combine remaining onions with all remaining ingredients except remaining cheddar in large bowl. Add cream cheese mixture. Mix well. Spoon into 1 1/2 quart casserole sprayed with cooking spray. Top with remaining cheddar. Bake 35 minutes or until cheddar is melted and dip is heated through. Sprinkle with reserved onions. Now, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. And you can see that pop up with a picture there. And the recipe is listed along with the picture. So just search Radio Nate into Facebook. You will find that recipe there.
Okay.
And that's our latest.
It sounds very interesting.
Yeah. I had one person say that they would like to add it to their recipe menu. So we'll find out. We'll see how it is. So. Once again, I want to say thank you to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Monday 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesday and Wednesday 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursday 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Well, it's time for me to hit the road and head back down the road to Waldo. It's been great being here with you and great being with you, Thunderbolt. It's been an honor sitting across from you, my friend.
Thank you very much. It was also a pleasure for me, sir.
Yes, sir. We've been friends on Facebook for a little bit now.
Yeah.
And but it's good to finally meet you.
Finally got a chance to meet you.
Yeah, I'm so glad you came in today.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here.
And so you enjoy your dinner tonight, and I'm sure it's going to be someplace good.
Oh, I know it will.
It will be.
Sir.
It will be.
And all you fans out there, nice talking with you today. Give us a call. Call somebody. Tell somebody. This is getting more and more interesting. Things are going to happen more and more for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll be back next Wednesday, 4:15 until 5 o'clock, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, your host. Check out my website when you get a chance, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Stay tuned. Lots of great programming straight ahead. We'll talk to you later.
And started looking around.
I love it.
But, no, the Bozo voice was right about here. And it was a lot more adenoidal than mine. And that was pretty much it. You know, of course, we had the standard, "Hey, that's me!" which I did as a more of a yell